Welcome to the Elite Real Estate Leaders Podcast, brought to you by Trailstone Insurance Group, bringing you interviews with the best real estate and mortgage professionals, empowering you to understand the current trends in the housing market so that you make the American dream your reality. Enjoy today's episode.
Welcome to the Elite Real Estate Leaders Podcast. Today we have with us Tim Murray, who's a realtor and coach with eXp Realty. Tim, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks, Mike. Great for being here. Thanks for having me.
You know, I love the name realtor and coach, because in reality, isn't it true that most of the people you work with, whether it's agents or buyers or sellers, they don't want to be told or sold. They want to be guided. And so that coach vibe really is attractive to people. I'm sure that you hear that a lot, right?
Yeah, I have. And I've been, it's all integrated in my life. I've been coached for longer than I've been a realtor, and I've been doing real estate here in Denver for almost 20 years, and I've been coaching people for gosh, over 30. So, you know, it's something that in the real estate world, we're doing a lot of hand holding and guiding and educating. And those are all things that are in my clouds.
Exactly. Well, I want to dive into what you do and how you serve your community and your clients, but give us a little bit of your backstory and your journey into real estate. How did you get into real estate back in the day? But tell us about yourself.
Yeah, let's see. I've always been a super competitive athlete, and I was a high-level personal trainer and strength coach for a long time. And I was just back in the early 2000s, kind of had an ebb in that business, was getting kind of bored with, you know, the same old stuff. And my mom actually pulled me aside and said, you know, have you considered real estate? I was like, gosh, no, that's never been on my radar. You know, what brought that to mind? And yeah, she just said, knowing me best, you know, she said, your personality and the way that you work with others would lend itself to that industry really well. And people with your personality and demeanor that I know are all crushing it in real estate. And I looked into it and kind of looked at the numbers and looked at the structure and thought, well, heck yeah, man, let's do this. So, you know, that was back in 2005 when real estate was still the wild, wild west. And, you know, I came out of the gates, won rookie of the year, Keller Williams, and just was a super great decision. And then I kept my coaching business and training business on the side as well. And I've kept that alive and well the entire time.
You know, it's interesting how certain people that speak into your life, whether it's mom, dad, family, friends, it's just interesting that they can sometimes see things about us that we don't even see because we're too close, you know, to the forest to see the trees. So neat that you received that and you took action on it. You considered it. You didn't just dismiss it. And that's being coachable. So I'm sure that you teach your clients that way, whether it's, you know, personal training, coaching clients, real estate. So talk a little bit about some of that elite athlete background that you've got.
Oh gosh. Yeah. I was a former professional athlete in the endurance sports realm. I've done over 200 triathlons, and I've been an Ironman a handful of times. And, adventure racing is kind of an obscure sport, but if you're familiar with the Eco Challenge, I participated in events similar to that all around the world for a number of years. I've just always been really interested in pushing my limits and seeing what was possible and trying to inspire others to do the same.
Mm. You said 200 triathlons.
Yeah.
So yeah. I don't know that I've run 3 miles 200 times, much less triathlons. That's quite the feat. And then also some of your mountain climbing, right? That's another aspect of your pursuits.
Yeah. Early on, I mean, when I was in high school, I set my sights on a couple of things. I thought there was a lot of chatter in high school that I was going to go to the Olympics for gymnastics. And when I got multiple scholarship offers and all that kind of stuff, and I just kind of looked at where I was at athletically and what I was up to. And I realized that if I stayed on the trajectory that I was on with gymnastics, I was going to be crippled. Probably, you know, by the time I was 25 or 26. And I had already chosen, you know, I'd already spent a lot of time like rock climbing and in the mountains and, you know, climbing mountains and doing 14ers even in high school. And back then I set my sights on Everest, and I had made a lifetime goal of like, you know, if I'm going to do all this athletic stuff, I need to get it out of the way by the time I'm 50. And so I had kind of planned my entire life around like these huge athletic accomplishments, you know, doing Ironmans, becoming a professional athlete. And in the background, there was always this looming goal of like, I'm going to climb Mount Everest. And so, you know, as I got older and got more experience mountaineering and climbing and all of that, I really started to dial in the Everest stuff. And so it was like a 4-year lead up of climbing, you know, Denali and Aconcagua and, you know, some of the big 7 summit names that everybody's familiar with. And I think here domestically, like, you know, doing almost all the 14ers in Colorado and in California and, you know, Mount Hood and Mount Rainier, Mount Baker, kind of the big ones in the North Pacific Northwest. And, you know, a year and a half ago, I went over to Nepal and made it up to Camp 4 on Everest. And that was something that, again, I had my sights on for, you know, 35 years. And, kind of like everything else in my life, just having that, you know, very sharp focus on goal setting and exactly what I wanted to accomplish and how strategically I was going to go about getting it.
You know, that's a life lesson right there. I think we could talk for about hours and hours and hours on that one thing alone, but let's just kind of dive into that a little bit deeper on how that applies to how you work with your clients in the real estate industry.
Yeah, I think, you know, for me, I've always enjoyed working with buyers a lot because it's such an emotional journey. And I just love putting people in homes. Mm. I don't think there's anything as rewarding as a first time home buyer and just being part of a process that, you know, literally allows them to change their lives and start creating wealth. And so again, like the strategy and goal setting for me that goes into that in regards to, you know, everything from the pre-approval process to walking them through the entire transaction and really having our sights set on exactly what they want and how we're going to go about getting it. Explaining to them the market and explaining to them the competitiveness, depending on the season, depending on the year, all that kind of stuff. And how we're going to work together to get them exactly what they want is, I love it. You know, it's very correlate to athletics in my mind of just like, hey, we've got a timeline, we've got a goal, we know what steps we need to take, you know, let's attack it.
And the other aspect within that regarding like the climbing example you gave is I'm certain that you would agree that a real estate transaction is not just one step right after the other, perfection, no problems, no hiccups, no changes. Things come up. So you've got that goal in mind, but then the winds pick up or the weather changes, as you know, in the mountaineering example. So, you know, oh, an inspection comes back and we got to do something. Oh, a whatever. So having someone like yourself that knows the process can guide along the way. You're like the real estate Sherpa. You know, I'm sure that that's something that you could probably, you know, relate with your clients on. So talk a little bit about some of those hurdles that come up and how you can look just a couple steps down the road, see that, you know, the solution's coming. Oop, here's the hurdle. And then we're going to bob and weave and make our way right through it without being a catastrophe.
Yeah, the word that comes to mind is resilience, right? It's like there's hiccups or speed bumps along the way. And I think that just always being able to acknowledge the acute problem, whatever the hiccup is, and then being able to take a giant step back and realize that you're still on the mountain, you're still involved in the process. You know, the contract hasn't been canceled. Nobody's backing out of the contract. You know, the house hasn't burnt down or anything like that. It's just working together to overcome, you know, whatever the hiccup is, whether it's an inspection issue or a loan issue or, you know, whatever. You know, what are all of the solutions that can keep us, you know, advancing forward towards that finish line of the, getting to the closing table and getting you the house that you want?
Yep. And, you know, probably one of the traits that your mom had mentioned back in the day was you don't look at things like a transaction or a number on a Excel file, you look at relationships. And that's really what a lot of real estate professionals are doing. They don't go to the closing table just to close the deal. Yes, that's called a closing, but they look at it as a relationship. You're opening the relationship. So is that something that you just really, it sounds to me like that's one of the traits that you hold dear to is, you know, we can buy a house if you want, we can sell your house if we want, or you can come on our team if you want. But the bottom line is I want to get to know you as a person and make sure what's best for you.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. I mean, I'd love to surround myself with people that are like-minded and, you know, take a team approach to things and are able to be optimistic about goal setting and results, certainly results driven, but, you know, having that personal attack, you know, style of like, hey, this is a very personal interaction and, you know, maintaining friendships and all of that stuff is super important to me all the way through, whether it's in the mountains or in real estate. And, you know, you mentioned team building. I'm in the middle of building out my team at eXp, and that's going really, really well. And that's the same thing. You know, I interview agents every week, and, you know, it's just like, it's definitely not just a numbers game. It's like, hey, is there some commonality here? Do we fit? You know, is this a good relationship? Because we're going to succeed together.
Yeah, exactly. So I know about the eXp Realty and the Super Agent Collaborative. Talk a little bit about what that is and how your role in that can help other agents to succeed.
Yeah. Gosh, I've just been super fortunate. When I got back from Everest last year, I'd switched brokerage firms and joined eXp. And I was just super excited about, you know, joining a global company that had global reach, and just the international referral network that we have is phenomenal. The technology that we have is phenomenal. The fact that we're publicly traded was something that was really exciting to me. I'd never, you know, I'd been a part of some large real estate firms before, but you know, none of them could offer me stock every time I closed a deal. That was kind of neat. And then, you know, I think that in eXp, it's their revenue share program, which, you know, a lot of people just look at it as like multi-level marketing. And I'm like, yeah, call it what it is. And it's phenomenal. And that, you know, that lends itself to us as eXp agents always looking to bring other agents into the fold and let them experience how great the company is. And so I'm in that process right now. You know, I'm part of, you mentioned the Super Agent Collaborative here in Denver, Colorado. We're about 70 plus agents strong. Wow. And like just super fortunate to have, you know, been friends with Monica Graves, Dan Gomer, Barry Overton, the founders of the SAC. You know, while they were putting the basics of what the SAC was going to be together, I was over on Everest, you know, and as soon as I got back, I was like, hey guys, wait for me. Like, yeah. You know, like they're all three of them are published self-help authors. And then myself included, we're all coaches. We're all personal development coaches, professional development coaches. And we're just really, really aligned. And I feel very fortunate to be aligned with these guys in helping people live their very best lives. So, you know, both personally and professionally. And that's our objective within our group, you know, is like, hey, let's just see you kick ass in every facet of your life. Of course, we want to, you know, have good numbers in the real estate world, but where's your work-life balance? And what are some of your other life goals? And how can we help you facilitate all of that?
I love it. And, you know, you mentioned overrides or misconceptions, and, you know, I don't know your world, but I'll tell you that the insurance industry, they for decades or hundreds of years have had the process in place where, you know, there's commission overrides. Well, what's wrong with that when the sales leader, sales manager, they are vested enough to want you to succeed. And yes, they make a buck or two, but it's kind of like Kevin O'Leary says from Shark Tank, it's like, I'm not going to get out of bed for less than X. Well, you know, yes, Tim's a nice guy, but can you coach 400 people every single day without getting any compensation? Of course not. So it just, to me, makes sense that there's a little bit of, you know, skin in the game and a little bit of benefit that way. And it helps you to get excited when people are succeeding. And I think that whole model just makes a whole lot of sense.
Yeah. And it's a lot of fun. I mean, it's awesome to be able to, you know, be a coach and a mentor and see, you know, not just new agents, but seasoned agents get, you know, lit up when they realize they can, you know, bring others on under them that they've always wanted to work with. And it's not a typical corporate structure. You know, it's not like I'm anybody's boss. We're just all in it to win it, you know, and like the more anybody succeeds, you know, that success is going, you know, seven layers up the chain and seven layers down the chain. And that's pretty badass.
And when they see you not sitting back behind the computer, cracking the whip, saying, do this, do that, and not working, when they see you building your business the same way you're telling them to build theirs, it's motivating because you're like, hey, here's what I'm doing that works. Look, I just did it last week. Boom, boom, boom. And they're like, ooh, I can do that.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And again, I think it just speaks volumes to the people you want to surround yourself with, right? And if you're ready to level up, please reach out to us. I mean, that's what we're all about. Like, let's help encourage you and give you all the tools and support that you need to be the very best version of yourself.
When you are having new team members come on, are you typically finding new agents that are attracted to your team, or are you finding seasoned agents that thought they were burned out, but then when they see this model, they get reinvigorated?
Yeah, it's interesting. It's about 50-50 right now. A little bit of both. You know, I've got agents on my team that have been in the trenches for a while, and they just saw, you know, again, the model of EXP and the splits and the opportunity, and you know that there's multiple ways to make money in the EXP model that unlike any other agency. And so, you know, some of the seasoned guys have jumped over and said, "Hey, this is super cool. I want to be a part of it." And there's some brand new agents too that, you know, the same thing. They just took their test. They've interviewed a bunch of companies and they see the overall benefit package of being with EXP and outweighs some of the other agencies out there.
I love it. Well, Tim, it's just so refreshing and neat to hear that you're taking a personal development, life coaching, a success approach to helping people around you, whether it's buyers, sellers, real estate professionals, and that's just a neat giving and serving attitude. So if someone is interested in learning more about what you do and how you do it, what's the best way that they can do that?
Yeah, just Tim Murray Realtor. I'm on all the socials with that. Your hashtag or at Tim Murray Realtor, Tim Murray Realtor at Gmail. Yeah, I'm out there. Got some decent stuff on YouTube with a lot of really good stuff on there about my Everest trip and some of the public presentations I've talked about Everest and my experience on the mountain, and all that stuff's on my YouTube channel as well. So yeah, would love to interact with you. Let me know if you're looking to buy or sell or join a team or just level up in life. I'd love to get together with you.
Wonderful. Well, Tim, thank you so much for coming on. It's been a real pleasure talking with you today.
Hey, thank you so much, Mike.
Thank you for listening to the Elite Real Estate Leaders Podcast, brought to you by Trailstone Insurance Group. To learn more about the topics mentioned on today's show or listen to past episodes, visit www.eliterealestateleaders.com.